Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Speed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, the young die young. Fallen innocent victims of gun violence. Children ages 0 to 11 years old have been stricken by the disease of our national community. Children are not safe from gun violence. Walking down the street, in the home, in the family vehicle, or in their mother's arms. From Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Research Institute. There are more than 393 million guns in circulation in the United States, approximately 120.5 guns for every 100 people. That's just the guns they know about. From the Gun Violence Archive, 2019, I found some alarming statistics. They said, as of November 7, 2019, there were 176 children killed by gunfire ranging from age 0 to 11 in the good old USA. Yeah, I'm going to say that one more time. As of November the 7th, 2019, there were 176 children killed by gunfire ranging from age 0 to 11 in the good old U.S. of A. They said there were 417 children injured by gunfire. Which makes me question, where do we live? In fact, children age 0 to 11 killed in 2014, there were 603. 2015, 695. 2016, 671. 2017, 733, 2018, 670. That number has got to be wrong. You know, maybe that's an injured children. That can't be the children killed. Anyway, as of November 7th, they said 2019 there were 644 teens aged 12 to 17 killed. There was 1,965 teens aged 12 to 17 injured by gunfire. In fact, teens aged 12 to 17 killed in 2014. Teens ages 12 to 17 killed in 2014, these numbers is one is too many, but this is bizarre. 12 to 17 killed in the United States. 2014, 2,318. In 2015, 2,695. In 2016, 3,140. In 2017, 3,256. In 2018, 2,869. The New York Times say in 2015, 10 American troops were killed in Afghanistan. 2015, 10 American troops were killed in Afghanistan. If you don't know where Afghanistan is, that's a war. That's where I think Trump just pulled the troops out from over there. 2015, 10 American troops were killed. 9 were killed in 2016. 11 were killed in 2017. In 2018, 12 were killed. As of July 13, 2019, 12 American soldiers have died in combat in Afghanistan. Now, I just want to ask you people, anybody that is listening, which one of these sound like war numbers to you? The 0 to 11 and the 12 to 17 killings, or the Afghanistan war? You know, the soldiers dying in Afghanistan. I mean, it's all tragic. But at least these guys know that they're in a war, and they're going out prepared for war. But we got people who have no clue, 0 to 11. They have no clue as to what's going on, very little, and dying at an alarming rate, more than at war. Since 2001, says the New York Times, more than 2,400 U.S. military personnel have died in the Afghanistan conflict. That is 18 years. And so they say in 18 years, 2,400 U.S. military personnel had died. That's in Afghanistan. We have guys that are trained and prepared as much as you can get prepared for war. So that's 18 years from 2001 to 2019, 2,400 U.S. killed in Afghanistan, and in 4 years, from 2014 to 2018, we have 3,372 children between the age of 0 and 11 killed by gun violence in the United States. Now, I hope that statistic is wrong. I hope that this is something somebody just made an error on, or I made an error in getting the information, because this is bizarre to me. So that is 972 more children aged 0 to 11 dying from gun violence in 4 years than U.S. soldiers in an 18-year war in Afghanistan. I hear they got some them guys. What are the guys called? Like, I forget, the special forces or something like this. The guys is over there. They not ordinary guys. Some guys, they like real special soldiers. So the least amount of youth between age 12 and 17 were killed in 2014. That was 2,318. That is in a year, 82 deaths less than an 18-year war in Afghanistan. So 2014, 82, they had 82 deaths less than they had in the whole 18-year span of U.S. military personnel deaths in Afghanistan. At 2014, this ain't the adults. This not even counting the 0 to 11. This is 12 to 17. So, I don't know. It seems like we all need bulletproof headgear and vests just to walk down, just to get to the corner store. I don't know. We living in a nightmare, but. So, what this says is we have more children ages 0 to 11 dying from gun violence a year than the United States military has soldiers dying from gun violence a year in the war in Afghanistan. Not that we want more soldiers to die, but how about save the children? If they survive ages 0 to 11, the 12 to 17 body count only increases. The soldiers in Afghanistan are at war. We are not supposed to be at war. And this is all over the country. This is not just all of the big cities. And this is all over. To say that something is wrong with this picture is an understatement. I encourage you to take a look at the overall statistics for gun violence in the United States. The numbers resemble and reflect the number of casualties sustained in a war. The murdering of our youth has become common, but it is anything but normal. All right, so do not get complacent or used to this happening to us. It's not, oh, that's the way it is. And no, that's the way it shouldn't be. What we have is not simply a gun problem, but a people problem. A people with guns problem. A people who shouldn't have guns problem. We are not going to blame oppression and poverty for a lack of respect for human life, the life of a child or an adult. We must draw a line in the sand somewhere. There must be something that we are simply not willing to do, not willing to accept, not willing to sacrifice, not willing to defile. Let's look at some of the carnage. And I'm just going to repeat again, you guys get a chance for yourself. Look at the Gun Violence Archive for 2019. It's called the Gun Violence Archive. Please look at that, you know, because you need to see that, you know, get a full picture of the carnage that's going on in this country. From CBS News, police in Philadelphia say a two-year-old girl was fatally shot when a gunman opened fire into her home from outside. So I don't know, what's this, a new trend or something? I know they're not the first people to shoot inside a home, but it seems to be happening a lot. I'm hearing about it more. You know, it don't seem like nobody ran in the house and you shot. It's like they just shot in the home. So, it said, but the gunman is unidentified as usual. And, let's see. It's not clear who the target was or why he opened fire, but, the mother was shot in the back of the head. Nicole River was, shot in the back of the head and died. An officer at the scene told CBS that the gunman wielded an AK-47 type weapon. And I don't know if y'all know what that does when it hits things, but that's a very powerful and accurate weapon. Not that this guy is that kind of a person, and a trained soldier, but when that shell hits, it's ripping through whatever it hits, is exploding. It's leaving, imagine that hitting a 2-year-old in the head, a baby girl. This is a tragedy. This is beyond a tragedy. I don't know what word to use to describe this. A woman holding her baby in her hand and somebody shoots her and her baby. The child's 24-year-old mother was shot in the right side of her head and in the back. A 33-year-old man doing renovation work was shot in the stomach, and he's in critical condition. They say the mom was holding her daughter at the time of the shooting, so she probably was in there, you know, trying to talk to this guy about some work that he was doing, and this genius decides that it's a, you know, good thing to just shoot into the house. Now, this guy's going to want his rights protected when he's captured. He's going to want a whole lot of rights, but he took the rights, the right of life away from this child. She didn't even know. This 2-year-old girl knows nothing about anything. All she knows is mommy and daddy, and she's a victim of some grown folks stuff. and her mother and a man who has nothing to do with it. Someone had opened fire on a car shortly before the shooting, about a half a mile away, and ballistics evidence found at both scenes was familiar. They say this fatal shooting came after an 11-month-old baby boy was shot four times. An 11-month-old baby boy was shot four times. An 11-month-old baby boy was shot four times and left in critical condition. An 11-month-old boy was critically wounded as he rolled in a car in a Hunter Park neighborhood. The child was, I think the mom was driving down the street, heard some shots. She tried to get out of there. And what happened was the child was shot once in the head, once in the chest, and twice in the buttock, in the back seat. And not, if he survives, he's likely to be a quadriplegic, 11-month-old child. So before he's able to jump around, run, take a spin on a sliding board, climb up on a jungle gym, you know what I'm saying? It's over. 11 months, he have nothing to do with nothing. They said the increase in gun violence in Philadelphia have the officials have called a public health crisis. It's a public life crisis. Philadelphia has recorded 300 victims of homicide so far this year. 300, that's a lot. This is ridiculous. Every year, according to police, more than 278 recorded at the same time year to date in 2018. Last year, Philadelphia saw 351 homicides, more than the city had recorded in over a decade. A child is no longer safe with us in life. We can't protect them. A mother's wounded within the sanctity of her home. A man trying to earn an honest living is now both. They're both fighting for their life. A man doing earning an honest living. He's in there trying to do some work, sheetrock, whatever he was doing. Honest living. He gunned down. A child's unable to walk before he's able to take a walk. Unable to feed himself before he is able to feed himself. A mother's attempt to flee to safety yields the death of her child. That is a helpless feeling and an apparently hopeless scenario. The total lack of concern, respect, regard for life in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia community, exhibited by the constant barrage of bullets, is unacceptable and unbearable. It's bad enough individuals are murdering each other at an alarming rate. Now the innocent fall victim to the carnage of the warmongers, bringing death to our dreams, hopes, visions, our most precious, vulnerable treasures. The monsters live amongst us. The monsters live among us and were once children themselves. Violence, mayhem, like cancer, appear to have consumed them, and the community is stricken by their disease. Life is cheap, worthless to some. Seems even the life of the taker isn't worth a hill of beans. Is there nothing sacred anymore? Is there nothing sacred anymore? If you choose to experience life on the hamster wheel of death and destruction, do so. Not at the expense of others. Do not destroy someone else's peace for the sake of your war. The seed of violence lies within the spirit, heart, and mind of the individual. Yes, There are external forces that impact on an individual's behavior, but they are no excuse for this Twilight Zone. Violence is the summation of one's experience that drives them to the point of violence. We must learn to cope, deal, and address our life experiences in a manner that preserves life, not destroy life. The first teachers are parents. Assuming parents are grounded in life perpetuating moral and ethics that they instill into their children. Assuming parents are grounded, right? Taught, believe, following, or perpetuating, grounded in the life perpetuating morals and ethics that they instill into their children, handing down life, pro-life thinking, ideologies, an investment in the morals and ethics of the family is an investment in the morals and ethics of the community. Morals and ethics provide ground rules for perpetuating life, not death. So apparently we have a lack of that in our community. Because, bad enough, like as I said, we have these guys out here and their so-called business interactions that they end up shooting at each other. And you know, a bullet has to go somewhere. You shoot down the street, that bullet has to end up somewhere. So when you shoot at somebody out on these streets, you actually shooting into the community because it has to go somewhere. Somebody could be turning that corner. Somebody could be sitting in a car. Somebody could be sitting watching television. Somebody could be asleep and be injured, be murdered. So. And I know some people might say it's hard to be mindful of that and somebody's shooting at you, you know, but maybe you need to think about, you know, some of the choices you made, you know, because you can't have a war with the backdrop of the community behind you. That's not fair to the people living in the community. And it's perpetuating the behavior. It seems like things are just getting worse. It's unbelievable how many children are dying every year. The normalization, sensationalization, glamorization, and the socialization of violent culture breeds death and destruction. That's not a way to live. That is a sure way to die. Firearms are tools designed and used to perpetuate death and destruction. The proliferation of death and destruction causes fear. Fear can also perpetuate death and destruction, prompting people to arm themselves for protection. Guns simply increase the level of lethality of those who subscribe to a culture of death and destruction. And those who are subjected to a culture of death and destruction for protection. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. You know, some people might think, oh, you know, I don't want a gun. I don't want to. Guess what? If you get your little 4-inch blade, legal inch knife carried out there, and somebody pulls a gun on you, you're probably going to lose that encounter. So it's quite understandable why people are rushing to the ranges, learning how to shoot guns and purchasing weapons or getting license to carry and things like that. But that you have to do that. And, you know, that you have to do that, especially in your own neighborhood. That is ridiculous. I mean, do we all need to, do we all need body armor just to go to work? Just to go to the corner store? Do we need body armor to do that? Do we have to put our children in body armor? Because it seems that way. Yes, We have a problem with the level of lethality of firearms present in the community. But there is also a people problem. Remember, guns don't kill, people do. Yet, here we are at 300 homicides, as if striving to reach our yearly quota for murder again. Last I checked, anyway. So, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this. You know, other than what I said right here, this is a red flag. And something must be done, because these people aren't people that came from another planet and came into the community and started. These are people that a lot of us know. They're not strangers. We know them. Apparently, this guy went to a house. He went specifically to a specific house. So he knows the person. He knows them. He knows where you live at. So they're not complete strangers. And as you probably know about conflicts that happen in the communities, you know, a lot of people are being murdered by people they know. It's not like they used to know in a more civil way, had a different type of relationship with them. Some people they might have broke bread together with, played basketball together with, went to school with, lived next door to, lived across the street, around the corner from. Now when you get in a certain type of situation on the street, it becomes deadly. An unforgiving situation, you know, at any seems to be for anybody that's in the vicinity of the projectiles coming out of those guns. It's a miracle more people haven't died, you know, from this. The statistics are higher for actual gun deaths. This is only the statistics for that I spoke about, only for children, basically under the age of 18. And we know that we have a lot of teenagers that participate in this gun violence also. Let me just say, because I was just reading on a YouTube, I was reading something about some guys. I forget where they were. I think it was Washington. And wow, these guys started off as very young guys, you know, doing the thing, you know. I don't know. I just can't imagine holding a child, getting shot, your child getting shot in the back of the head. AK, that's terrible. That's can't imagine that. I can't imagine trying to do some work in somebody's house and somebody come by blasting. So, it's some more of the carnage that's going on, you know, from ABC News. They said a 10-year boy was shot in the head, in the back of the head, critically injured in broad daylight. That's not a surprise. This was in Philadelphia too. But it doesn't matter. And now authorities say they're searching for the unknown gunman. So he was walking from home from school or something like that. I was with his uncle or something. Anyway. That's crazy. No arrests have been made. Yeah, he was walking home from school. A 7-year-old was shot while trick-or-treating in Chicago. And this is a double tragedy because they say a 15-year-old was charged. What's that about? Is it an aspiration for youth to be murderers now? Is that like, you know, like when we was coming up, they said, you know, so much you want to be a doctor or a lawyer? You talk about like that. So is it now I want to be a killer for some people? I want to be a murderer? I want to be scourge of the earth, kind of like the person? Is that going on with some kids in their mind, that that's, you know, something that they aspire to be, murderers. You know, an aspiration. It's not even like it happened as a series of events. It's just something you aspire to be. So the first chance you get to do it, you do it. And is that what's happening here? First chance some of these people get a chance to kill somebody, that's what they're going to do? Is it part of a initiation or something? You got to do something foolish, like kill somebody? Somebody who's innocent of any wrongdoing towards you? I don't know, because, you know, I'm just trying to throw some ideas out there because I'm concerned about these kids, you know. And I'm not saying that adults don't count. Please don't get me, don't misunderstand me. But I'm just saying here, especially 0 to 11, like, come on. Like, yo, that's a lot of folks. That's a lot of young folks. That's a lot of babies getting shot. And this is not supposed to be a war. But judging by the numbers, we are at war. But we're not acting like we're at war, which makes us more vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? If we're at war, then we need to step up and start defending our communities. We got to protect the children. You see that? What's that show to come on National Geographic? They show the elephants. They protect the young. Lions come, try to get that young bull, that young calf, whatever they call baby elephant. You know, they protecting them. They oh no, you can't have this. No sir. All the lions protect their young. And I'm not saying these people didn't try to protect their young. I'm just saying we need to do more to protect the people in the community. That's all I'm suggesting. We must build another wall of protection. And that's not just arming yourself. That's arming the minds of the children in the community so they don't grow up to be these people who are murdering people and or shooting indiscriminately in the community. So, you know, you have to start early, as they say, you know, with training the child and hope that the child is not subdued by this anti-life lifestyle. I can't even call it a lifestyle because it's part of the cycle of death. And, you know, I know we all go, but we shouldn't have to be subject to this. You know, you can't, you know, just be in your house without somebody coming in and kill you. So not even coming in, they're just sending projectiles in. Because basically, you shoot in somebody's house, you're saying, I'm going to kill who's ever in there. You don't care, you know, you have that much respect for life, that's no respect. Spraying on the street, you shooting an AK or, what's that, an MR-15. Down the street, out in these little streets around here. I know I've seen Baltimore has streets like Philly. Little teeny streets. People, and they fill with people. People just spraying. Like, you know, like it's okay. It's not okay. Chicago Tribune. In 2015, a 9-year-old boy was lured to his death and executed in an alley by his father's gang rivals. That's just wicked. Now, I heard that one of the guys involved in this killing, this was a retaliation because I think his brother and mother were shot when the father allegedly shot at them. And shot, and they were injured. But if you thought that was an egregious thing to do, why would you stoop to that level? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, even on the street, you gotta have some rules. You got to have some boundaries. You can't just become outright monsters out there. You just can't become a person that's a menace to society. You can't be that person. You can't become a mad dog, because you know what they do with mad dogs. You know what happens to mad dogs. So, that's a 9-year-old boy had to experience some execution in an alleyway. 9 years old. How could you perceive that? You know, how could you sit and think, plan to kill a 9-year-old? Anyway, from ABC News, a grieving family is speaking out after a 6-year-old girl asleep in her Cleveland home was fatally shot in the head. Now, we talking, you know, you can't get any more safe from harm than asleep in your bed in your house. Oh, you would think. But apparently that's not the case. Because as I said, these projectiles, depending on which kind of house you live in also, because some of the new houses they build in, the walls really not that reinforced anyway. Not that houses are made to repel bullets anyway, but some of the older houses have more brick behind them. Some of the newer houses, probably even a lesser gun might go through the wall of it. But, you know, it could go through a window and get you, depending on how the bed is situated. It could, and the angle of the bullet, you know, could just come right through the window. But 6-year-old girl, you know, her mommy or grandmommy would put her in bed, probably gave her a kiss good night, looked at us, and my, you know, she's safe in the bed while she slept. She's rushed to the hospital, pronounced dead. Come on, y'all. Can we really? I'm talking about gun toters. All you guys that like to shoot. Can you really be happy with this type of thing going on? With this much misery causing this type of pain in the community? Can you really be happy with that? Can you really feel, stick your chest out about that? That's something, because if it is, then we do have mad dogs in the community. If you think that that's just collateral damage, too bad. You know, I don't give a about this situation right here, because you guys like need to find another way. Because apparently either you can't shoot, or you mean to do the things that you're doing. From WSB TV2, a 2-year-old California boy died Friday morning after he was shot in the head. Now, this is strange. They said the boy's father was arrested and booked on homicide and child endangerment charges. I don't know the detail of that story, but I don't think that the father shot him. I don't know what happened, but he's 2 years old. I don't know if the father shot him or not, but he was arrested for the homicide of his own 2-year-old son. So, and it, you know, if that goes for you people who have firearms and don't put them in secure places, legal or illegal. Even if you have an illegal firearm, you should have a certain code of what you do with your gun, where you keep it at. Is it loaded? Is it not loaded? Where are the children at? Are the children safe from this weapon? You know what I'm saying? You're on the streets. You know, do you really have to have a gunfight in the playground? Do you really need to do that where everybody's watching? Do you really have to kill this guy in the middle of the basketball game? Really? I don't know. I don't know. I'm at a loss of words to describe how sad this is and what we've become. But we live in this. This is how we're living. ABC News said a 12-year-old Buffalo boy who was inside his own home, of course he was fatally shot in the head by a stray bullet. Now, how many of y'all right now sitting in your own home? Imagine. I'm not trying to wish this on nobody. Imagine a bullet coming through killing your kid. Or you. Striking you. Or just coming through your house, period. While you trying to relax. Imagine a stray bullet. Somebody that took a shot a couple of blocks down, and that thing is headed straight to your house. A 2-year-old girl was shot in the head while playing in her backyard. She's on life support. Oh, we have a caller. I'm sorry, caller. I got a little carried away. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Yeah, this has been distressing me. These people just dying, particularly children, toddlers.
Excuse me, can you speak a little louder? Can you speak a little louder?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Vaguely. Just a little bit.
I'm talking in my cell phone. Oh, boy. Let me see.
Okay, you good.
Yeah, I got
you good.
Speak on.
All right.
Let me take this. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. I'm just calling to say until these people, mostly men, boys, doing the shooting, after the end, when they finished doing what they did, they had to go to someone's home and lay on somebody's pillow. And to the parents, grandparents, guardian, get the boldness to say, you know, to turn them out. You know, they got anonymous tips. They got to turn them out. This is something within each household that house these people. They have to get the boldness to say, if my life be taken, so be it. Turn that child in, because the next knock they might hear be their child being killed. It can't go on like this. And you reap what you sow. So those parents, guardians, that allow those people come in their house with those guns, they took them guns somewhere. Until that happens, nothing will change, because the police are doing the best they can. But when the people tell them nothing, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So that's one of the major things that has to change. Where these people live, the people there gotta decide, make a choice to let the authorities know, come and get their son before someone else be killed. And that son will eventually be killed themselves. Period.
Or you.
You need to look at it like that.
Yeah.
Their son will eventually be killed, and sooner than they think.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Just to add on to that, if it's your son, your child that's doing the shooting in the community, the people who want to shoot him may shoot your house up while he's somewhere else. Or while he's in there, they may come to just spray your house, because it seems to be that's the thing that's happening nowadays. I think a guy was on video shooting up a house in Upper Darby. That's a suburb of Philadelphia. And I mean, like, it's just right across the street. And it used to be a little different there. You go to Upper Darby, it used to be, you know, a little safer there. But now the violence has spread to Upper Darby. And the guy on videotape, he was just spraying. Looked like his gun was automatic, but he was just spraying. And he backed off when somebody from the house shot back at him. So I'm like, if you want to shoot, okay, you got enough heart to shoot with nobody shooting at you, but why do you leave when somebody starts cracking back? I don't understand that, you know. It's a good thing he left, though, because I think the bullet went through the next door neighbor's house. But, yo, is it that bad that you got to shoot through somebody's house? Because these are row houses, and so you're putting everybody in jeopardy, because we don't know how bad a shot this guy is. And because he was moving while he was shooting. So, I don't know. You know, as the young lady just said, you know, don't support even your own child behavior that puts the community at risk. That's everybody in the community. That's you, himself, other people that he's in conflict with, and the innocent people, the 0 to 11-year-olds, the 11 to 17-year-olds, the 18 to, you know, whatever your role. Come on. How about we take a break? Everybody. Take a break. Sit back and look at the carnage and ask yourself, is this the way you want to live? You know, we got a 2-year-old girl shot in the head while playing in her backyard. She's on life support. Imagine that. You got your kids playing. And you know, and around in Philly, I like a lot of kids playing in the playgrounds. You know what I'm saying? You know, so going up the slide, you know. Just imagine, you know, somebody decides, oh, there's Joe. I'm going to get him right now. The backdrop for Joe is a couple of kids on the swings. Parents. You know what I'm saying? The infant and maybe the guy that runs the playground. So you get the blast on that Joe. Joe blasts back at you. There's some people trying to shop on your side of the street. Some people trying to get to wherever they're trying to get to. I mean, really, come on. This is ridiculous. This is irresponsible. And we shouldn't have to live with this under this type of tyranny. And these, like I said, these people are not strangers. And it should stop. We need to stop this. And it's unacceptable. So this guy up at Darby, I don't know. He lit the house up for a minute. He was out. It wasn't no quick thing. He was out there. Just going and doing it, you know, hitting it, you know. So I don't get it. So when did it become a gangster to shoot up a house, especially not knowing if your target is in the home? Innocent people do not deserve to die because of a beef between two guys that appear to be too afraid to meet face to face and handle their business, maybe in an old warehouse or somewhere close and personal. If the message is they are willing to kill anyone in the home, and it is when you shoot into a home, that would make a gun-toting genius a mass murderer, a threat to all in the community and himself. Is that the message? I'm willing to kill anyone, anywhere. Because if it is, you're sending out a strong message. He is definitely out of control and a poster boy for gun control. Taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding people leaves them vulnerable to a corrupt government and corrupt, mindless, irresponsible individuals in the community. A man was sitting on his steps, and a young man, attempted to rob him at gunpoint. The man on the step was licensed to carry a firearm. He shot the would-be robber dead. An off-duty police officer was approached by would-be armed carjackers while stopped on a Philadelphia street. He shot one of the alleged carjackers. They ran down the street and they were later apprehended. Even with a gun, there is no guarantee that you will survive or that an innocent bystander will survive the gunfight. Because, see, even the cop that shot that kid, the bullet might have went through him and hit somebody walking down the street or went up to somebody's house on a porch or something. You know, it's just, we don't have a place where you can just have shootouts at. Those bullets have to go somewhere. If children are not safe in our presence, we are not safe. It is something to think about, something to do, something about. So I want y'all to think about that. You know, sorry I had to get on soapbox tonight, but the information and the actual murders, the amount of murders, you know, when I compare it to Afghanistan, you know, I don't know. It's sad. And, you know, I want you guys to make sure you check out the statistics on this, on these homicides, because it's very important. The Gun Violence Archive 2019. Check that out, please. It's more than what I've tried to share with you guys tonight. But, you know, I just talked about the young, the very young and the young. And we know that the some of the, you know, the 12 to 17-year-olds are participants, willful participants in this carnage. Some are perpetrators. You know, we know that. But come on. You know, it's a sad state of affairs that we live in like this. And our children, infants, toddlers, elementary school kids are dying because of our foolishness and the foolishness in our national community and so forth. I want to thank everybody for listening in, taking the time to even listen to me being on the soapbox about this here, you know. And I want to say each one reach out, teach one, each one reach one, each one teach one. Look, we got to put it into this, and you put it into it by what you do in raising your child. Reach out to those brothers that you know in this kind of lifestyle and see if you can get into their head, see if you can help them in another way, because there is another way. It's always another way than death. Death is going to come to us all. We don't have to rush it. So we could try something else, help somebody else do something different than what they're doing. And until next week, y'all.
Peace. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. there will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.